Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Otto. It is the Valenti and Rico Show. Stoney in for Valenti. Got Kenny. Got Hatchet. And Jeremy's update, by the way, he mentioned that Soriano, I believe, is who's pitching for the Angels. He's had a decent year. His ERA is 4.50. I don't want to play the bring out the old man card, but when I was a kid, if you had a 4.50 ERA, you weren't even in the majors.
No.
Let alone a starter. I mean, it was like if you were like around 3.5, you were considered bad.
Unless you were a strikeout artist.
Right.
And it was either they just light you on fire.
4.50 used to suck. Now it's like, it's decent.
Dude, it's different, Stone.
I know. It is definitely different. You know what's different about this Detroit Tiger team, Mr. Beard?
What is that?
Javi Baez is actually playing really good baseball, both with his bat and with his glove, and his glove in center field. He made an unbelievable catch last night to, you know, rob a guy of a home run. He himself hit a home run the day after he hit a grand slam.
Now, he's not lighting it up, but he is contributing to this team.
Yeah.
He's getting it done. Like, his fielding, like, it was a joke. Javi Baez out in center. What else could go wrong for this team? It's almost like Scott Harris they're falling into, everything's falling into place for them. Like, who would have thought that this would work, but it's working?
Right.
Tony, he's not bad.
No, and, you know, you got to give AJ credit for thinking about this situation as soon as, you know, Parker Meadows had his problem. And Javi Baez, they said, I played center field when I was a little kid. I loved it out there. I'm still athletic. Yeah. I'll try it.
So to give you guys some numbers here, Javi Baez, 119 OPS plus, meaning he's 19% better than league average. His OPS is 760, and he's batting 291. I mean, take from those numbers what you will.
Right.
But this is, I mean, to say this is better than expected, it's better than we thought possible.
Let me ask you a question. Who is overachieving from our expectations more, him or Torque? I think it's him.
It's him, because from him I expected absolutely nothing.
But we were hoping
worse than nothing.
We were hoping they would buy him out.
Yeah. And that's just it. We were all waiting for the day where they said, we just cut the check. We Allen Iverson him. Just go home, Javi.
Were we expecting anything from Torque? I mean, I wasn't.
Because Torque was younger. I'm like, yes. This was his make or break
more
here
than
for
what
me.
Javi. Okay. Javi. All right.
Look, David, I had ridden Javi off, Stoney. I didn't think that he had anything left. I was just shocked he still made the team. Okay. They actually got better when he left and got the surgery done.
Yes. Yeah.
They made the playoffs once he left. I'm thinking, Tigers, that's a hint and a half for you. You're better without him.
Right. The only reason, because once spring training started, we all thought that Javi shouldn't be here and Torque was going to be in Toledo. That's where we thought. And I think the Tigers actually thought that about Torque themselves, and they didn't want to cut the check for Javi because they're the Tigers. Well, lo and behold, you know, here we go. And a few months later, they are cutting a check for Maeda. And I know you know it'll go down as a demerit on this Scott Harris's, you know, good and bad, you know, acquisitions column. But at least they recognize the mistake. They tried to fix him, and after a month, they realize it didn't work. It's not as huge a check, and there's no term really after this year like there is for Javi. So I'm not going to say, oh boy, he's eating money. But you know what? Some teams probably wouldn't eat money, and they are eating money, so I give them credit for that.
Stoney, it really boils down to this. As Kenny said, I mean, 760 OPS, he's actually playing good in the outfield, the center field. Like, it's gotten to the point where you want to just find something wrong, and you can't, and you just
enjoy
my question to Tigers fans, I'm really asking Tiger fans out there, can we give Love another chance?
Yeah.
Can we give Javi another chance? Can we just wipe the slate clean and just look at this Javi? Don't look at the money. No. Don't look over there. Look at what he's doing right now. Can we just give Javi a chance and maybe just realize that he's a key part to this team? Yeah. I can't believe I'm saying this.
No, I know. Look, I'm guilty as charged. What did I say? I said they should get rid of him because you're paying for a pile of poop. And you got to pay for it anyway, but would you rather have the pile of poop in your house smelling it up or outside your house? And I said outside my house. But, you know, lo and behold, I don't know, some sort of magic fragrance, some kind of Febreze on the pile of poop, but it smells nice right now. You know, he's doing a good job.
248-539-9797. Can we give Javi a chance? Like, can we kind of wipe the slate clean and start fresh with Javi Baez? Or are you still like, nah, this ain't going to last? You guys are a bunch of idiots. I can't believe you falling for the banana in the tailpipe.
I know. It's
David? David? Magnum P.I.?
I'm trying to accept him, but I'm not quite there yet.
Well, you don't have to sit there and say he should be playing in the All-Star game or he's going to be this, he's going to be that, but are you at least sitting back and say, you know what? He's playing well. I'm going to enjoy it, and if he gets to be the Javi that I thought he was going to be, then we'll don't worry about that.
So David, you got to wait, because like for me, I've been waiting for the other shoe to drop, and I just think that it's not going to drop. He's never going to be All-Star Javi, but I don't think he's going to be Harvey either.
If you would have told me before training camp that he was going to play well in center field defensively,
right,
I would have called you crazy.
Yeah.
Robbing people of a home run?
100%. That's not his primary position. He said he wanted to try it out, and I thought, that'll be a fun spring experiment that's never actually going to happen in a game. He's playing well.
Right.
I still need another month of good baseball from him, or at least solid. But there's going to be ups and downs. I just need another month.
And look, you know, there are guys are going to start coming back. Veerling, Margot, and who knows, Parker Meadows maybe. And we'll see what happens.
But I mean, he's out there looking like Parker Meadows.
I know. I mean, he's made two catches so far. He had the Willie Mays one a few weeks ago where he ran on the, and then the one last night was unbelievable.
It just leaves me like, what am I watching here? And maybe we've been too hard on Javi.
No, we haven't been too hard. He deserved all the criticism.
So can we change the criticism and say, you know what? Maybe Javi Baez is somebody we need in the everyday starting lineup.
Yeah, well, right now with all the injuries, yes, we do. They do. They definitely do need him.
And I think that's why I'm not sold yet. It's because what happens when everyone gets healthy? Where do we put him? Are we going to say, yeah, we absolutely need him in the lineup? I don't know if we will.
Well, I don't know where you're going to put him because Meadows is further away than Veerling.
At this point, put him at catcher. I mean, he can do everything, I guess, because he can play center field. But to answer David's question, that's going to be dictated by his play.
Correct.
If he continues some sort of consistency,
yes,
he's got to keep playing every day.
Right, and I don't care where. I mean, if Meadows comes back, Meadows is obviously the center fielder. Javi can play anywhere. And you know what? I mean, hopefully he'll have a May like he had last year, but you know, if Colt Keith keep struggling, then there's your guy to send down if you worry about, you know, who's going to roster spots and things like that. I mean, Javi can play it. You know, he keeps hitting the way he is. He's more of a DH than Colt Keith. right?
Stoney, I'm sitting there and I'm watching, like, I thought this guy was done.
We all did.
He's Javier Bays. That's what he is.
Yes.
With Javier Bays.
Maybe that changed. Maybe that turned it around.
Maybe. We're joking, but once he said Javier Bays, like, you're not Javi, you're Javier. Yeah. You're not last year you were Harvey Bias.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're Javier.
Yeah.
And it's working.
Keegan-Michael Key, man, he threw out the first ball at Comerica Park opening day, and he turned Javi around.
Because I'm watching him, and it's really the play out in center field. Like, I thought that this was just AJ make, you know what, this is manager talk, and you just don't want to say, we'll find a place for him. You did. He's actually holding his own out
yes,
there.
Yes, good for him. Good for freaking.
But not good enough for David, though.
I know. 97 won the ticket.
All right, John, baseball team. You've been sitting on this Javi question, this Javier question, yeah. And you want people to weigh in.
I want to know if Javier Bays is somehow recovering in the PR department. Is he endearing himself to Detroit Tigers fans, to Detroit sports fans?
What was seen as impossible.
Well, oh, yeah, because it's the contract. It's how abysmal he has been prior to this season wearing the old English D. And now all of a sudden, some of it is his quote-unquote, the perception of I'm selfless and I'm going to play third base. I'm selfless and I'm going to play in center field. And he has performed admirably in both of those positions. At the plate, he's hitting just shy of 300. His strikeouts are still there, but his walk is up. His chase rate is much better.
Which means the strikeouts aren't insultingly ugly. And he's drawing up the pitch counts in those at-bats, too.
Right. They're not 3 and 4 pitch strikeouts where he's swinging at 3 balls that his bat's not long enough to reach. Like, I've actually only witnessed, and I've seen most of his at-bats once this year, and I'm sure it's more than that, but there was a strikeout in the Houston series where it was like boom, 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 and then he swings at one that's outside the strike zone. Okay, that was Javier. That was Javi. Yeah. But is Javier Bays endearing himself to Tigers fans?
This rebrand. Look, he's still the highest paid player. It's hard to call him an underdog, but the cost is the cost. That's not changing. The production, that'll play.
I'm not even sure it's the production, but it's the contribution.
Well, and those are kind of the same thing.
A little, yes, but it's being up with the bases loaded and hitting your first home run. Like, the production in home runs is not there, but the contribution was.
Look, he could have kicked back and said, I'm getting paid either way. I'm getting booed. I'm just going to be sour about this. And he came up to AJ and said, play me anywhere. Mm-hmm. And he went through this surgery and had to rehab it and had to prepare. And you're right. The strikeout rate's 25%. Yeah. Isn't that great? But at least I'm getting a guy who's flirting with 300. At least I'm getting a guy with productive at-bats. At least I'm getting a guy who I can put in the field and help us in a pinch when we desperately need someone to cover some of these spots. At the end of the day, you may feel a certain type of way about Javi. But if he's contributing to winning, isn't that the cure-all? Call him Javier if you have to, but I think he's endearing himself to people.
He's challenging pitchers. He's literally challenging pitchers. And I don't think we ever thought that we would say that about Javi, now Javier. Like, I just never thought we would.
Take a texter. Good morning, boys. Dan the therapist here. I'm definitely endeared by Javier Bays, but not Javier Baez. The split personalities. Did you see, by the way, the Tigers used Keegan-Michael Key's little clip after he hit the Grand Slam? They're paying attention.
I'm glad they're listening.
Admin's a listener. 248-539-9797. Tim in Berkeley, what do you think? You're on 97.1.
I think definitely the thought process of the fan has changed. I think everybody's still a little skeptical, possibly, because it's been a short period of time. But he has definitely endeared himself. You can hear it at the games. You can, there's less booing, almost always more cheering. And, you got to give him credit. Whatever he's done, whether it's recovering from the surgery or the fact that he's just rededicated himself He's a good athlete. You can tell it by how he plays center field. And the Tigers are finally getting a little reward for their patience, and I mean patience, with him over the last years of his contract.
And there's still two more full seasons beyond this one, so he may end up getting back to that Javi point when all is said and done. But
and he could simply be adjusting to... I mean, he's not a spring chicken anymore. He's right. been in the league for a long time, and how he operated on and off the field as a young player, a cocky young player. I can do anything. I'm bulletproof.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, after a couple of years, wait a second, I can't do that anymore, or I'm crushing my legacy, and I'm also never going to play baseball again. So I've got to find a way to do things differently on and off the field as a complete individual.
Baseball will humble you, but there's nothing more humbling than watching people make gifts of Sister Jean striking you out.
Yeah, yeah, that one's, yes, with a gigantic baseball bat. He had the torpedo bat before it was cool.
The very, very long bat.
The 40-inch bat.
Yeah, you get humbled in a hurry. And Javi could have moped. He could have sulked. He could have said, you know what, I'm getting paid either way, guys.
Yeah.
But he wants to be a contributor on this team. He is a contributor on this baseball team, more importantly. Whatever he wants, he is a contributor right now. And I think that's how you win people over. At bat by bat, game by game. There's a role for him on this team, especially with all the injuries. There's a role for him on this team. He's got to deliver. And a grand slam yesterday is a great way to show people.
And I think the one thing moving forward, we have no idea what the rest of the year brings. But the thought that, okay, shortstop, third base, center field. Okay, Vierling comes back. Parker Meadows comes back. Is he just a shortstop again? Or what if there's an injury in left field, right field, second base? Is he the guy that could play all yes. those different positions?
He's played second. He did with the Mets a little bit. If you can play center, you can play the corners. I know they're not the same, but if you have yeah. the range, you can at least get by.
How many positions do we see a Javier play this year?
Donnie Kelly, baby.
Well, the fact, too, that he's factoring in here and there's just no a buyout completely off the table, something we speculated could happen during the season way back in the offseason, but like it's just another guy that's going to pinch Colt Keith potentially down the road here.
Well, he had a home run yesterday, which is a good sign.
Colt Keith in his one home run, 5 RBI in April.
Well, he did hit his first one before Javier did.
He did. Got that on him.
Wait, are you turning on Colt Keith? Did I just sense something there?
Hey, we've played a month of baseball. I you know that I was all about give young guys time.
And I was the guy giving him a hard time a year ago.
Yeah. I just figured since we're giving Javier credit for his first homer that we had to work in Colt.
How do we mispronounce Colt Keith's name with his alter ego here?
We don't want to try to do that on the radio.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that one live. Not going to do that live.
We'll leave it to Keegan-Michael Key.
Yeah.
Ticket texters, John, your question was?
Is Javier endearing himself to Tigers fans? It's taken a while.
Ticket texter. Javier is 100% becoming endearing. He's reclaiming his worth. That's Javier spelled J-A-V-E-E-R. Javier.
I always, when I text you guys that, I'm always like, how do I spell
Javier? I don't really know how I'm supposed
Javier?
To do it. I like
that's kind of how I spell it. Yeah.
I think that's easy.
And I spell Bayes, B-A-Y-Z.
I like that.
Seems obvious.
Javier Bayes. The contract is ugly, but he's much more enjoyable to watch this season. Texter said he hasn't turned around public perception yet. However, I think we are more welcoming of his playing time because of the better output, Dan and Howell. Javi got humbled. He's a better guy now. Everyone loves a comeback story. Derek in Clarkston.
That's a great point. Everybody does love a comeback story. We've seen some great comeback stories, and this could be one where if he's... I don't think anybody sits there and goes, yeah, he's going to hit 300 all year.
No.
I don't believe that.
Oh, I still think at some point in the next 3 years, we're going to be shaking our fist at this stupid contract. But for now?
Yeah. It's... I mean, what do you think over the course of the season? Where does he end up? 260?
Great.
I get that's great. What I'm saying. Yeah, 260 would be awesome.
And if you're questioning that, league average is considerably down from where it was 5 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, last year, what was there? I don't know, a handful of guys that hit 300.
Single-digit numbers, I think.
Yeah.
Like seven, eight, seven, nine
yeah,
guys.
That's what Tom's giving us.
Seven guys hit 300.
Thanks for using both fingers on that hand.
Texter says, 2 good months. I got to see 2 good months before he gets any flowers. Do it in May. Mm-hmm. This one says he's getting his confidence back. It's so nice to see him finding himself again. Also, my last name is Bayes, so I'm all for it.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, if you have a kid, name him Javier.
Yeah, I'm not doing no victory lap here or like anything, giving him flowers like that one. I thought the one caller hit a good point just in the, he noticed the boos have stopped or they're very little. And I think that's That's fair. Being fair.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't go. I'm not a booer to begin with, but.
But we have one here.
I've booed him multiple times. I wouldn't boo him today.
I would have booed him. It just didn't work out last year at the games I went to and stuff. You
missed
know,
opportunity.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do that at this point. I think that's kind of piling on. Hey, he's helping him get wins now. These wins matter later.
They do.
I don't know if he's going to be helping him come August.
Well, because if Vierling's playing third and if. Yeah. You've got Parker and center.
Well, his opportunities would be less. Does that how does that affect his rhythm? Or is that what actually helps him stay at this level?
Well, we know AJ's good about getting guys in, though. He'll face lefties in that scenario. If the glove's holding, he'll play all over the diamond.
I just don't get how he suddenly, based on the surgery that he had, stopped swinging at that pitch outside and low.
Why I think it's more of a lifestyle shift for him. It's what he's doing off the field. It's what he's doing in the clubhouse. It's how he's preparing. It's like, I think there's been a major shift. I don't know what the answer is. I'm only throwing darts, but I think there's been a wholesale change in how he's operating as a professional.
It's 97. Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Have a one.
97.97.
I'm flatulent in many languages.
All right. Gator, Birchie Kid tweeted out the following. Javi Baez has gone from a shortstop who committed the second most errors and had the fifth worst OPS in the majors over his first three seasons with the Tigers to a center fielder hitting grand slams on the top team in the American League, just as everyone expected. Right. How about this baseball team? They bounced back yesterday. They win 7-4. And back with the best record in the American League. And Colt Keith answered to Bell. We are getting very close to Toledo time for Colt Keith. And we kind of speculated yesterday that that game against Houston might be the, hey, it's now or never. You're facing AJ Blueball, who is making his first career start in the majors. And he's a right-hander. And if Colt can't hit Blueball Gator... And he did. His first at bat, he hit it halfway up the second deck.
Exploded him.
Off a blue ball. Then he had a base on balls later. An inning later off a blue ball.
It's just quite a shot he had on that one.
So if he couldn't get it done yesterday, Scott, I don't know. I think he might have been sent down.
There was a lot of pent-up frustrations there for Colt Keith to finally get that first home run of the season.
And it came out.
Finally did. off of Blue Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he hammered, absolutely hammered that ball. Dude. Every time I see a replay, I'm still looking to see where, I'm like, where is this, where'd it go? And all I see are fans in the upper deck turning their back. I'm like, wow.
Yep.
That was a monster shot.
It was.
And good for him. Does it mean he's back? No.
No.
It doesn't. I'll feel better if he has a, over the next couple of weeks, if he's responded like Riley Green did. Remember, Riley Green was at 1-for-34 stretch. And we're like, uh-oh, this doesn't look good. And then had a couple hits and then started hitting again. And then he had 4 hits last night. Riley Green's fine. Colt Keith, I'm not sure about. Chase Young, I'm not sure about. What I love about Chase Young is he gets up to the plate and he's gonna see 4 pitches at least because he walks so much. Mm-hmm. He's got this eye at the plate. He knows it's important to get on base, but he's not hitting, and he's still searching for that first home run, and it's got to be frustrating for him. But he's improved at third base defensively, so I think for the time being he still has a spot on this roster until guys get healthy. When the first guy gets healthy, if it's Matt Vierling or if it's Parker Meadows, whoever gets healthier first, is Chase Young going to be the first guy that goes, or is it going to be somebody else?
Well, look, they're facing a lefty tonight, so I don't know that Colt Keith is going to be in the lineup.
Correct.
But let the success marinate a little bit.
Yeah, 100%. And getting back to Javi, good for him.
Yeah.
He has reinvented himself. He's a useful piece on this team defensively because he can play center field. If he can play center field, he can play left or he can play right. He clearly can play shortstop, and he's shown he can play third base. The versatility is what's going to keep him here or what gets him on the roster. The contract is ultimately what keeps him here because it's too much to eat at this point. But he's hitting. Yep. He's hitting .296, right? He's got his OPS. It's now at .740-something, I think, after the Grand Slam. That's more than respectable. So good for Javi to straighten things out, become better as a hitter at the plate. He still bites occasionally on that outside pitch, but he's not striking out at nearly the rate that he had been. So good for him and good for putting the ball in play and getting on base.
It's awesome to see them. This organization has squeezed more out of 3 players than anybody could have imagined. Mize, Torkelson, Baez. You know, I don't know if it's a requirement for them to all keep it up, for the Tigers to keep playing at this pace, because there are players that have underperformed, like the aforementioned Colt Keith, and there are players that are coming back, like Parker Meadows and Matt Vierling. But, you know, what those guys have done in the wake of having Keith play up to the expectation and having those 2 regulars out of the lineup, Vierling and Meadows, might be saving a season when it's all said and done, because they picked a good time to be hot. I think for this team to be special, they probably need Casey Mize to be what he's been the rest of the way.
He pitches tonight.
And they might need Torkelson as well. Baez feels like just an additional cherry on top. I can't believe what that guy's done.
Yeah, I mean, for having 2.5 years of nothing, basically, or 2 years of nothing, and now it's okay. He's back to being a contributor. Now, he's still not – look, that's his first home run of the season, right? So it's not like, oh, look, he's hitting bomb after bomb.
Right.
But he's starting to put some extra base hits together now. He's had several doubles this week and in the last week, and he's got the home run now, and he's been able to have base hits. So got to like what he's doing. But really, it's playing a competent center field while your starting center fielder is out for an indefinite period of time, helping this team out because they clearly don't want to put Riley Green in center field on long term because they fear for his health, and they need to keep giving him days off.
Tigers on the road in Anaheim tonight, taking on the Angels, coming off a 7-4 win yesterday. They have once again ascended to the top spot in the American League after 31 games. All we need is 9 more before people are allowed to get excited, apparently. I know some people are already excited. I know others want to wait for 40 games. I want to get to that 40-game mark with them still in the place because I it's still atop the American League. Because Scott... I think then we get into a summer of Tigers where people start really, you know, going to games, talking about the games, watching the games, listening to the games, dissecting the games, stuff that happened pretty much from the second, probably after about September 15th, because I think it took till about then before people started getting, oh my God, they might actually pull this off. That was so much fun. last year.
It was, and it's a great start they're off to. 19 wins in April is, I think it's a, is it a record for the franchise?
I mean, given that they play more games before May than they used to.
Yeah, I mean, in 84, they started off 35-5. They were 18-2.
So they'd played 20 games. Now they've played 31.
Yeah. But nonetheless, it's, I mean, a 19-12 record's great. It's not 18-2, but 19-12 is pretty great to start off. There is a problem is that they're not running away with it. Cleveland's right there.
Yep.
Cleveland's playing winning baseball. You know, the Twins are, they're a tough out as well. And, you know, Kansas City can get you. It's a tricky division, that had three playoff teams last year, including the Tigers.
This series with Anaheim, do you see how bad they are offensively?
Anaheim's terrible. 214 batting average collectively on the team. Their OPS collectively, I think it's like 645 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not good. I mean, they're 12-17, I believe, record-wise on the year as well. They're throwing out three pitchers that haven't done anything special this year. You got a lefty tonight, followed by two righties in the series. So will we see Riley Green tonight or Colt Keith, any of the Kerry Carpenter? Maybe not. You'll see a combination. I think we'll see at least one of those guys tonight, but they're not all going to play. But that's okay. When lefties come in, that's when you want to see Torque in the lineup. You want to see Gleyber Torres in the lineup. Andy Abanez in the lineup. The guys that can do damage. Hey, here's Javi Baez off to this great start. So I like their chances tonight. Casey Mize on the hill, and Casey's had a great start to the season. Hope he continues with that. But, you know, he looks healthy. He looks mean and snarly out there. He looks surly when he's on the hill.
I like that. I like that a lot. The Anaheim's run differential is minus 41, which is one of the worst in the majors. So,
is it like the inverse of the Tigers, like plus 50 or something?
The Tigers in run differential are plus 40. It pretty much is the inverse. It's a good time to come across this team after a series where they didn't pitch it that well in Houston. Wasn't their best series on the mound, but 248-539-9797. Got another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That coming up. Got some Piston stuff we'll get to momentarily. If you send a text, we might read it. Stay tuned. It is Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket. This is Twin Peaks.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face.
That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Spending so much time talking Pistons.
And it's getting in the way of my great Tigers game. And the run that this team is on. 8-2 at home. I mean, first place.
Sweeping the Orioles over the weekend.
Man. And just continuing. Going into the weekend, what was it? They were tied. There was actually one point where they were behind the Guardians. And now they got a 2.5 game lead on the Guardians just through the weekend. I mean, come on. Let's go.
You hate that the Pistons are stealing the show today.
I don't hate that the Pistons are stealing the show. I wish they were stealing the show with a win. And I don't want to minimize. I know that I'm not going to say anybody that calls in that wants to complain about that call. It's part of the entirety of the game. If they get that call and Tim Hardaway is at the free throw line, chances are they win. So if you want to call in and bitch and moan about that, I had a coach tell me one time, it's your God-given right to bitch and moan. And it's our right to whether we care or not.
Chuck, you want to exercise that right? You can. You're on 97.1.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Good. Hey, listen. Man. So I referee basketball at a pretty decent level. Of course, it's not the pro level. And there was a such thing as clear and obvious. It's not a question that was a foul. And that foul has to be called. I don't know what he was looking at. Whatever. But here's what I wanted to say. Nobody's talking about the fact that the Pistons came out in the first quarter and a half and got hit directly in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the fortitude, the testosterone fortitude, to fight back and only make it, I think it was a 6-point deficit at the half. And then to fight back and then create an 11-point lead. It takes a lot of energy and a lot of fortitude to do that. And, you know, that's a good team.
Yes.
That was on the other side of that court. So with that being said, things happen. It's the playoffs, and things like that. So at the end of that game, when that happens, yes, we can I don't want to curse on the air, be and moan and whatever, be a wuss. No, that's a foul. That's a part of the game. Fouls happen and they need to be called. And we do have the right to do that. And I don't think anybody that does call this radio station or anywhere else and complain about that particular call shouldn't be, belittled, in my opinion.
Chuck, I appreciate the passion. I like that you shouted out the comeback because it does get lost in all of this discussion as they were down 16 points in that game at home and they could have gone down in a heap. They roared back. They got the crowd going. They gave themselves a chance at the end. They didn't make the plays. They fell one play short. Texter says, Tom rushed this in before we could get to the break. Just so you guys know, this is a priority ticket text that needed to be read on the air. Everyone's missing the real reason why the Pistons lost yesterday. ... Cookies was in the arena. This dude kills the mojo of all Detroit sports teams.
What's your record in the playoffs since the last couple years here? Didn't you go to game four of the ALDS?
And game three, which they won.
Oh, okay. Wait, I forgot about that.
I've witnessed a playoff win.
A win. How many, but your record's not great.
What is that, 1-2? Well, I was at the Lions playoff game, too. You know what? Let's
none of the wings. You didn't go to any of the wings playoff games.
Yeah, the season ender?
I've been to zero wings playoff games.
1-3.
All right, let's talk Lions coming up next, John. How about that?
That sounds good.
The draft, people have their grades. We'll talk about it. It's 97-1.
If your furnace or AC isn't getting the job done, do what I did. Call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. Mastercraft has 24/7 emergency service, so you never have to go long without, and they back their work with a 5-year warranty. They've got great deals going on right now for new furnaces or AC units. Make the call, unlike the call that was made at the end of the game. They've got generators in stock as well. Call to schedule your free in-home estimate, or you can check them out online at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
Poor John. He just wants to talk about this first place baseball team.
Why can't we talk about a team that's winning right now?
Spent a lot of time on the Pistons this morning. If you missed it, Odyssey Rewind.
I will say, obviously, the Pistons won a lot in the regular season. And so we are talking about a team that is in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm sorry that they were a brief distraction from your regular viewing of the Tigers.
It was, because the Tigers were so much fun to watch yesterday. But they were so much fun to watch on Saturday. I mean, two games, doing all the little things right.
8-2 on the homestand.
And you would have settled for 5-5.
The context being they had lost back-to-back games. No, they had scored one run in the two games. I thought, hey.
And you wanted the easy, well, let's just see if
stabilize.
They can be 500.
And stabilize. Clearly, this team is better than we thought they were going to be, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. It sets up a fun summer for us.
Oh.
Boy, that does not sound good.
Thank you, Greg.
That was me attempting to make a whimper sound for Pistons fans. No, that doesn't sound.
It goes right along with that one.
I think there's a Rico moan in the system, too. If someone wants to have fun with that, knock yourself out.
Oh, we will.
John, the draft.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.